Talk Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, the 13th of August, 2014. Dog days of podcasting. I think this is day 27 or 8 for me. I don't know, I lost count. I could go look at the file stamps, but I don't do that until I actually upload it to FTP, in which case it's too late to tell you, because it's already gone. It was training day number 2 today, but before I get into that, my dogs are killing me. Criminy, this right shoe, I think my feet are going to bleed. These are new shoes that I bought as part of my cosplay for Star Trek. Some nice black plain shoes. I thought I'd wear them on this trip to break them in, because goodness knows I'm going to be doing a fair amount of walking in Atlanta. Well, this right one is just killing my heel and starting to wear on my toes. Not the highest quality shoes, mind you, because I thought I'd only need them for cosplay. That'll teach me, because I needed new black shoes anyway. Hopefully they'll break in soon. But I don't know, I'm debating whether I should wear them tomorrow or not to work, or just go in my tennis shoes. Because I am not teaching! I finished a full day ahead on this 3-day course. We were smoking it! Well, not that didn't come out right. I mean, we made good time. And you can tell by my voice, It was a much happier day for me anyway. I was able to control the situation, control the random things. Did have to get a little, not explicative, boisterous might be a better term. Had to get a little boisterous on somebody because we had started to go down a rabbit trail. Somebody asked a very relevant question and the discussion went on. And then my Israeli friend with the thick accent got involved, and he was trying to offer suggestions. Fortunately, he was using his handheld microphone very well today without being prompted too many times. And I said, okay, you know, it's been going on for a couple minutes. Let me whiteboard that. We'll put it in the parking lot. Now that I think about it, we didn't come back to anything in the parking lot. It was a way of saying, shut up, we're moving on. Well, he wanted to keep going. And the person answered the question wanted to keep going. And I said, I said, we've got to go on, guys. And they kept talking. I said, stop! We've had enough. I had a microphone, and I was a little loud. I said, enough! I'm putting the foot down. Stop! We're done! And they eventually did stop and got the point. At which point, I got some applause. From one of the guys who was a former trainer, the guy who gave me the feedback. So, yeah, sometimes you have to pull hard on the reins to get the horse to stop. But they do stop, eventually. I'm in control. This is my class. This is my agenda. I hope I didn't offend anybody, because I noticed that. A few minutes later, we stopped to do a lab exercise, and my Israeli friend was not in the room. I don't know if it was just official business, if I hurt his feelings. He came back, and we had a good discussion at the end of the day, so I think everything's cool. But the students did respect my sense of timing. When I say we're starting at 8 a.m. sharp, we start at 8 a.m. sharp. I even gave a 10-second countdown for those that were still in the adjacent break room. Dave and Craig know exactly what I'm talking about. And when I said we're taking a 15-minute break and we will start again at 10:38, we started at 10:38. And yesterday I used a timer. I went to Google. You can just type in a timer. And it beeps on your computer, which I had hooked up to the overhead speakers. Once they figured out I was serious, about 15 minutes means 15 minutes, didn't need it anymore. I said, here's a 10-minute break. We took a 10-minute break. I said, 15-minute break. We took a 15-minute break. And we kept it on the agenda, and we kept moving along. Some of the labs came out quicker than I expected. We had a couple of things in the backup plan that we wanted to put on the agenda. But the salespeople said, no, we'll discuss those tomorrow just among the salespeople. So the technical people, the professional services, were more than happy to quit a little early, a full day early. I will be going back electively to sit in on some of the stuff that the salespeople want for more strategic reasons than for personal and project reasons. We have a lot of good feedback and changes to make to the course content. We did an excellent hot wash at the end of the course. So what went well, what to take a look at. One kind gentleman even made up a, I'm going to call it a play-by-play, and offered that for my boss for yesterday and today. Chuck started at 8 a.m. sharp. He was there to greet guests at the door 5 minutes beforehand. He circulated among the crowd better on the second day, had problems with the microphone, and adjusted the microphone, and at 10:35 we took a break, and it's like, wow! Holy smokes, my boss will feel like he was really there. Mostly positive stuff. I didn't see anything that made me cringe and go, oh, cripes, why did he have to spill those beans? So it was a good time. I think I am the last Dog Days podcaster not to see Guardians of the Galaxy. Not to rapidly change subjects on you, but I'm done with that. Training's good. I'm happy. Let's go on. I have heard everybody express their thoughts. There seems to be a similar theme. Go in with no expectations. The trailers are misrepresentations. It's funny. It's adult funny. It's kid funny. Kids might not get the funny, but they'll like the characters. What else did I hear? Can't remember, but it sounds like a good movie. I just hope that I'm not over-expecting it, and I have to bring the expectations back down to zero. Don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see that. Possibly this weekend. I don't know if Scott has seen it yet, so maybe we'll go see that based on everybody's review. Next weekend is going to be Bring Lisa to College. The weekend after that is going to be Dragon Con. So from the time you hear this, even if you're quick, it's going to be 14 days. We've got to pull this all together. Craig received the Santa Bot cosplay stuff in the post. A little bit of damage to Santa's head. So Craig's going to do some remedial repairs, and we'll hot glue the rest back together when we get to Dragon Con. Thank you very much, sir, for taking care of that. And you are very welcome for the Dragon Page Wingin' It bottle opener and the Slice of Sci-Fi t-shirt. You have more than earned that. You've earned that and more, among my respect and appreciation. Speaking of Dragon Con, I had an idea. I don't know if I mentioned this or not to you. For the live show, I want to do a Technorama comedy forecast bingo, interactive bingo with the audience. Pass out bingo cards, not calling B7. Under the B column, the number 7. Nah, that's not our style. I'm going to do something more like buzzword bingo or BS bingo. I'm going to put phrases we use, mannerisms we do, like if you hear the voice of Lenny, or Lenny, cross that off. I found a website that does DIY bingo cards. You upload a list, and out comes the bingo cards. The only thing I need is a list. So, I think it was Julie, God bless her, suggested we have one of the listeners, a frequent listener, put together things. I reached out to our good friend Mad Marv, and he knocked it out of the park. He wanted to go even further. He gave me this list of many, many words. Now, to make a bingo card, you need at least 24 words or phrases or spaces to fill in if you want to use a free space. And I think we have more than enough. But he wanted to go further. He said, oh, man, I wanted like 5 categories that I could only think of 4. Well, each of his 4 categories had 10 to 15 things in it anyway, so I think we're good. We'll mix it up. I know you wanted something else, but we'll have fun with it. So I will get those printed. I don't expect I'm going to need more than, even if I printed them 2 up on a page, I could do 4 up, I suppose. Say I do 2 up, we'll probably need 50 cards tops. I don't think if previous years have been any indication, maybe I'll do a couple extras just for fun. And I don't know what we'll do for prizes. Maybe just make some sort of cheesy award. Tribble on a stick or something. I don't know. Craig's very imaginative at stuff like that.
We'll figure something out at the last minute. A Starbucks gift card would work too. soap for cotton people going to the convention. Maybe we could get them soap. I know Clinton did a skit on soap a couple of years ago. That was funny. Sticks in my mind. All I could picture is gamers in the basement of the Hilton. So, yes, I am in a better mood tonight. Very happy. The class went well. Lots of work to do. Had a nice dinner out with one of the current trainers, who was very helpful. And the previous trainer who gave me feedback. We had a wonderful sushi dinner with Glenn, the other trainer, his wife, and her friend, Marcy and Donna. They all left when I told them our house and what we're getting for it in Wisconsin, because they're all California and have that California price range in mind. Because during the class I mentioned, oh, I'm moving, and I can't find anything, and I threw that in there. You never know what you're going to get. My teaching style is about as random. Dave knows this. He's presented with me. Anything can come out of my head at any time. There was one point where I was presenting the software, and I said, when you click this button, this is where the magic happens. Or at least that's what I said, to quote Betty White. And I saw people cringe when they picture Betty White doing the nasty. There were some moments in this class, but I mentioned I was moving from Appleton, Wisconsin to Phoenix, Arizona, and I said, hey, anybody want to buy a house? 2,600 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, sunroom with an indoor hot tub, garage, blah, 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 and I told them the price, $189.9. And they went, what? Wow, I'd buy that, except it's in Wisconsin. Well, yeah, that's the point. If I could pick it up and move it to someplace in San Diego, La Jolla, or even Phoenix, I'd sell it for a lot more. It almost might make it worth it to move it, but it doesn't. So they had fun with that. I don't think I have any comments to the other podcasters that I haven't already put in the Facebook page. Thank you very much. This is an awesome community. I got to tell you, you guys are great. The conversations that are going on online, in audio, the appreciation, the feedback, it's just, thank you very much. Craig, you got the lightning back in the bottle somehow. At least I feel like it is. The old timers, the new timers, it's got that feel that you were looking for. It took a little while to get us there, to the critical mass. And I think if it gets too big, we'll lose that, because there's no way. I'm barely keeping up when I'm teaching all day. I can listen to maybe 3 or 4 before I go into work, and 3 or 4 before I fall asleep at night. So I'm falling a little bit behind. I should be able to catch up. No problem on Friday on the trip home. Assuming I can. Oh, that's going to cut into my Babylon 5 time. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Sorry, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Appreciate you listening. Hope you're having fun. Going through this drama. Going through these trials. Coming along on the journey with me. And until next time, 101. Bye.